snow. Mercury's falling, it just won't quit. What are you doing out in it? Come inside, love, into the warmth. It's freezing. Inside's where you should be. Don't try to argue with me. Out there it's cruel and cold. Please.
Hi, how is everyone doing on this Monday, Sunday morning? I hope everyone's doing well. So I'll just cut right to the chase, I suppose. I don't have any super important stories or information, but yeah, so the theme of the show, as you might have figured out from those really cool synths and whatnot, it's an 80s episode. Because why not? Because, well, actually, if you're really looking for the backstory, the true canon, I suppose, of this episode, Oh my gosh, which reminds me. Never mind. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, I was watching a VH1 Storytellers thing, or definitely made that up. Maybe it was like Time 60 Minutes. Anyway, I was watching TV with my parents, and there was this like 80s music thing, and my dad was like, there's no good 80s music. So ever since, I've been like collecting this compilation of 80s songs that I like. Got a little overboard. I was having so much trouble because I was like, oh, no good music was in the 80s. But it turns out so much good music. I was fine tuning this playlist tonight for an hour. Definitely. It was a fun hour because I got to listen to a lot of good music, but yeah, it was a labor of love, I think people say. So that was one of the songs, Temporary Secretary, as he kept on saying over and over again. Love that song. That album, I talked about this on the last radio show, so maybe this will be a reoccurring theme at this point, but McCartney 2 is such a good album. Oh my gosh. If I had more time, I'd play like the super long songs on like the extended cut version. Oh my god, so good. But yeah, I've been talking for a while, so maybe I'll play another song. But this one goes out to you, Dad. I guess they all do. But yeah, keep it real.
Our band could be your life. Real names be proved. Me and Mike Watt, we played for years. Punk rock changed our lives. We learned punk rock in Hollywood. Drove up from Pedro. Corn dogs. We'd go drink and pogo. Mr. Narrator, this is Bob Dylan to me. My story could be his songs. I'm his soldier child. Our band is Scientist Rock. But I was E. Bloom and Richard Hell, Joe Strummer and John Doe. Me and Mike Watt playing a guitar.
And I was in bad need of a shave. flopped at the corner on cold chow mein and shot billiards with a midget until the rains stopped. I bought a long sleeve shirt with horses on the front and some gum and a lighter and a knife and a new deck of cards with girls on the back. I sat down and wrote a letter to my wife. I said, baby, I'm so far away from home. Yeah, I miss my baby so. I can't make it by myself. I love you so. And I was pacing myself, trying to make it all last, squeezing all the life out of a lousy two-day pass. I had a cold one at the Dragon, some Filipino floor show, and I talked baseball with a lieutenant over a Singapore sling. And I wondered how the same moon outside over this Chinatown fair could look down on Illinois and find you there. I love it so.
Just kidding. Not because it's not good, but just because it's kind of long. All the metal songs I wanted to play are too long, so... I don't know. Blame Lars. That's what I always do, just in life. Yeah, but... I know what you're thinking, James, that Ennio Morricone, I definitely pronounced that wrong. I need my mom here to give that authentic Italian pronunciation. Oh, I have background music because this is NPR now, by the way. Oh, that's a joke. But what's not a joke is this is James and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Can you hear that? Freeform Radio. There we go. I can hear that now. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Ennio Morricone, what I'm always talking about. Yeah, so apparently, because I'm super cool and I know all my metal facts, Metallica would, like, play that song before they play. Which is, like, literally the most... What's that thing? Reminds me of that Stonehenge thing. But, like, not ironic. So, I don't know if that makes it better or worse. But, yeah. So, that was, like, a little, you know, equivalent, I suppose. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway. Yeah. So, here I am playing all these great 80s tracks. I'm also talking instead of playing music, which is kind of sad because, oh my gosh, it killed me because I didn't, you could really hear my emotion when I said that. It killed me. It was tearing me apart. Lisa, that's a shout out to all my Tommy fans. I actually don't know what I'm talking about. I am scrambling for words. I'm panicking. That's a joke, but it's not. So I guess the easiest thing to do is recap what songs I played before this derails too much. I can submit that song. I played Minutemen, which has my favorite word of all time, or not in general, but in a song, when he goes corn dogs. It's good. Oh, and I was thinking also, forget what the segue was. Oh, I just said the word canon, as I always say. And I wanted to say, oh my God, David Bowie's Station to Station is so good. Oh my God. Maybe I should make that a weekly segment. Instead of, who needs McCartney 2? McCartney 2 and James no longer best friends. It's Station to Station and James now. I don't even know what that's referencing, but you know I had to do it to you. I think that's another reference. I don't know. This is like especially bad, so I apologize. The music's too good, so like it can't be so spectacular all around. You know, like there has to be a weak link somewhere. Anyway, the next song that I played was Tom Waits, which, you know, super good. I love that song when he's just like drifting around. He's like, "Shall I leave?" I didn't even know that's what he was saying for the longest time. It's not like it was the title of the song or anything, so I don't know what my excuse was, but oh my God, so good. And then speaking of so good, Kate Bush, oh my God, I you know what? I am just realizing now I haven't listened to any of the other albums in a super long time, but what, Hounds of Love, oh my God, it's so good. I actually can't stop listening to it. It's like powerful, as my sister would say. I feel it in my core, that song in particular. And then I played Fugazi, which, speaking of my sister, I have the song in this playlist that I was listening to in her Subaru. That's product placement right there. But yeah, and she's like, I think Dad would like this song, so I don't know, we'll see about that. Anyway, I'm going to play more music because it's probably a good move. Anywho, how do I do this? Oh, this next song that I'm going to play very important song because my mom's friend Catherine, who's super cool, I like asked her if she had a favorite band, and she said, I don't know how to pronounce it, so this is super embarrassing, because like I mean I've only heard it pronounced that one time, but like Cocteau, those are both definitely wrong, Cocteau twins. Anyway, she said that, and I thought that was the coolest answer, because like I've never even like obviously I've listened to like Cherry Colored Funk, you know what I'm saying? But it's, she was like, she used her voice like an instrument, which I think is like the coolest sentence ever. So anyway, here's a song that happened to be in the 80s. Here you go. Did I do it? Yeah.
sketch it, but I get the storyboard. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
What? In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle Rick is really weird.
Knock him out, Rick.
I know, right? What does he mean, straight and narrow?
Knock him out the box. Knock him out, Rick.
Crumbs.
Whoops. Sorry.
Thank you. at you. Be like some post-Amavion, wizard kiss and all be gone. Seems dreams, both to forever, bolted ether, creep the ether feather.
Sue Egypt,
boing pong, hocus pocus avion.
I think of all those people that ride on my bones. I think of all of those people that ride on my bones, that nobody hears, that nobody sees, that nobody knows. People that ride on my bones, that nobody sees, that nobody dares, that nobody hears, that nobody cares. I think of the dust that collects on the chairs, and under her eyes, and through her eyes, and out her body, and in her body, and in her hairs.
Big smoke fingers wave, come here.
Scissors and those
hot waters.
The moon was a wisdomatic, prestocratic vagabond, bad vagum. A picture of red hot juice, a picture of red garnet juice.
Hi, how is everyone doing still? I hope everyone's doing well. So I played some jams, I guess you could say, some killer tracks. You know, that Cockatoo Twins thing, the Slick Rick thing, the Husker Du thing, which I really like, but like I haven't really listened, or I have listened to their other stuff, but I like that song though. And then David Bowie, and then Sue Egypt, and I want to take this time to address some questions some people might have about, oh no, my computer's dying, about my, oh, I need to be playing music in the background. About my music selection, that's way too loud. That's a rookie mistake. Because I know what you're all thinking. You're thinking, wait, James, so you're supposed to be playing good 80s music, but everyone knows the 80s was just a decade of going into the 90s and going out of the 70s. And you're right about that. But let me attempt to counter that. So Paul McCartney, everyone knows, peaked in the 80s. Everyone knows that. And that's a true fact, because this is more than a weekly segment now. This is multiple times at night, but McCartney 2 is so good. Highly recommend it. Ram is also good, speaking of the whole 70s issue. And the Beatles or whatever. James, you might be asking yourself, history lesson part 2, that's not even a song, he's just talking. And I say, yeah, so I'm just talking. Wait, James. Everyone knows Tom Waits' best song is in Bone Machine. I mean, what are you thinking that 12 Monkeys would have Tom Waits songs from not the best album, Bone Machine? And I would say, hold up, that sentence didn't even make any sense. And then I would probably do a Brad Pitt impression, hypothetically. Wait, James, you might be asking slash saying, Kate Bush, but is she related to George Bush? And I don't know the answer. That's something for me to look into. Wait, James, Fugazi. Speaking of Bush, isn't that like, or no, that Bush comment had nothing to do with anything. Fugazi, that's like a word. That's a really good word. And I'd say, yeah, you're right. I forget what it means. I think it's like a trick. I'll update everyone on what Fugazi means. Or like a maneuver, maybe. It's a really good word. Fugazi definition. Fake. I think I kind of said that. I'm going to assume I said that. Oh. Yeah, and then you'd be like, James, that song wasn't even in the 80s, that Western one. And I'd say, yeah, you're right, but Metallica really made it their own. And then the list goes on, I suppose, probably leading up to Modern Love. Everyone knows, James, you're just talking about Station to Station. And yeah, but hear me out. I needed to get Alyssa to listen to this radio station somehow, and I'm pretty sure the only way to do that is to play songs in Francis Ha. So I hope everyone's looking forward to hearing Everyone's a Winner next week by Hot Chocolate. It's my last attempt or something. Yeah, also there's a Captain Beefheart song, which, you know, so what if that was literally 1980 and right on the edge? Still counts as 1980, and who cares if it's in that series of albums? It's not my favorite one, but still very good. Who cares, you know? Oh my gosh, PSA. Oh, speaking of which, I need an actual PSA. But, I forget what it's called. Shiny Beast or whatever. Super good. Okay, I'm going with the oldie but a goodie. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Anyway, that was a really good one, and I definitely didn't pick that one because it was the first one. I picked that one because I put a lot of effort into picking that one. Just kidding. I don't know how to pick them. Usually my co-host does that. So I have 6 minutes left and 3 songs to play, all of which I super like. I don't know why. Oh my, maybe I should just talk for 6 minutes and then none of them play. Or maybe I'll do a little remix. Oh, that sounds awesome. I mean, not awesome, but it sounds all right. Ooh, you hear that in the background? Or maybe that's just, is it even plugged in? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't play Prince or Michael Jackson, but maybe next time. Also, I didn't play New Order, which is like the only thing I really wanted to play. I don't know how that happened. Maybe I'll play that song, but okay. I'm gonna, let me just think about what I'm gonna play and talk about it for 6 minutes. And then I'll figure it out, and then I'll be out of time. I think that is the ideal situation. Okay. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play some segments of songs, and then something. I don't know, but wish me luck. Yes, this is me signing out. I hope everyone lives a great life. Good night.
me with love and kindness. I will beg him to send you home to heaven.
Heaven, the best place for comfort. Heaven, the best place for comfort. Heaven, the best place for comfort. Heaven, the best place for comfort.
When you see a good thing in this world and you try to change it to bad, when you see a white thing in this world and you try to say it's black, if you treat me the way you treated Jesus, I will beg God to send you out to hell.
Hell will suffer you forever. Hell will suffer you forever. Hell will suffer you forever.